It's episode 2156 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, February 22nd, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, it's not the usual story today.
It's not the usual story. What? We're not going to talk about Kanye West?
Yeah, it's not about Kanye.
Well, it's not. Who's it about?
It's about Britney Spears.
Britney Spears? Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Because, you know, stars are just like us.
Yes, they are.
If I wrote my memoir,
yeah,
how much would I get for it, do you think?
How much would you get for it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Would people give you anything for it?
Probably not. Not even like $28 or something. Probably get like
$2 or $3.
Where did $28
come from? That's a lot.
I don't know. It just popped in my head. Now, Britney Spears, though, will soon be writing her life story in a tell-all memoir.
Yeah, boy.
Memoir. Brit is signed a sizable. Really? Seriously.
How much?
$15 million.
Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Oh my God.
$15 million.
Do we really want to read it that bad?
I don't know. I mean, really?
Really?
Simon and Schuster. But they got money, I guess.
Yeah.
So $15 million to Britney Spears to write her memoir.
Yay.
The deal is a result of a high-powered bidding war between multiple publishing companies.
Wow.
And is among one of the priciest deals for a memoir.
Well, I would think so. You know, beyond, you know, past presidents and things like that who get more than that. But, you know, $15 million for a book. Wow.
Yeah.
Do people even read books anymore?
Well,
I mean, I don't. They read them on their phones.
Right. You can get excerpts on the internet.
Yeah, right.
It's like
people don't charge for music anymore either. So,
but then you have to think, do I want to read a memoir about Britney Spears? That's what it comes down to.
Well, no, I think maybe there's some interest because of the daddy story.
Yes.
The conservatorship thing. Right. Here's my thought, though. Is she really going to tell all? I mean, is she going to disclose her because she has an illness?
This is exactly what I'm wondering.
What she has, or is she just going to kind of, she's going to gloss over that and go like, you know what, the woman shaved her head bald.
It's exactly what I was thinking about.
Right. I mean, we know she has issues. We've watched her in the last year as she was going through this whole, you know, got to get rid of daddy thing. She kind of was going off the rails a little bit too. So, I mean, doing the nudes, the topless on Instagram and all that stuff. I mean, just, we don't like to make fun of mental health for sure.
No, but
I want to know the story. You know, has she always been like this? Because something tells me maybe she has always had a disorder. That's what
possibly.
I'm thinking.
I mean, there's something there. I'd be interested to find out what it is.
Anyway.
So, this is 3 months after the 13-year conservatorship ended. Terminated.
Yep.
And Britney was finally given back control of her own finances, legal battles, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, this is all going to be about daddy filed documents in December demanding that his daughter's estate pay his legal fees.
Oh, that's a bunch of crap.
Wham, wham.
That's a bunch of crap. He took all that money from her over the 13 years. He can afford his own attorney.
But I have to wonder, like you, is it going to be one-sided?
Yeah, well, it's going to be her side. She could come off and be a champion for her disorder. But $15 million? I don't know. Like, she needs it.
Well, as long as she's managing her money while she doesn't need it.
Yeah.
But if she goes back to her old spending habits, she just might.
Well, she might. That's true. Of course, daddy doesn't get a cut of this $15 million.
Well, Courtney Cox is getting very candid about her previous cosmetic procedures. And it's about time, if you ask me.
It's about damn time. Oh, my God,
Courtney.
She
was so pretty when she was younger.
I get it, but we all get older.
And then she lost a crap ton of weight.
Get the wrinkles. Well, she lost the fat suit, too, the Monica fat suit.
That was only... But when you could see the bones...
She was doing the collarbone thing.
The collarbone's one thing.
Yeah.
But the bones beneath the collarbone...
Oh, you can see the sternum?
You can see all the sternum with the rib cage. Yeah. It's like, that's too much. Anyway.
Yeah, we saw a bit of that.
Yeah.
But when she was in Cougar Town, she started, like, filling her face.
Right. And she started, yeah.
And it was not good.
No.
The fillers weren't good.
No. Yeah. Now she's looking forward to turning 60 in the near future.
Oh, my God. She's going to be 60?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh,
so Courtney opened up about aging while promoting her new... She has a new comedy horror TV series. It's called Shining Veil. Co-star is Craig Kinnear.
Craig Kinnear.
He's got work.
It's been a while. Well, he's on Parks and Recreation.
He was?
Community. Community.
Really?
Yeah. He was on one of the two.
All right. Well, nice that he has work.
Yeah.
So as this milestone birthday nears, and so she said somehow someone must have held a mirror up to her and did an intervention. I don't know. It's like, no, look, you got to see it.
Stop the madness.
She said, I didn't realize that. Oh, beep. I'm actually looking really strange with injections and doing stuff to my face I would never do now.
No kidding.
So she actually let the fillers dissolve. She got them dissolved or whatever.
I thought Lisa Kudrow was the oldest friend.
I thought she was, too.
She's not 60, is she? I got to look her up now. Oh, my God.
Well, I believe Lisa Kudrow is indeed the oldest friend.
I think she's the oldest friend.
Yeah.
Huh.
Pretty sure.
Oh, man.
So.
No, she's not had any work done.
I don't think Lisa Kudrow wasn't going to go that route.
Let herself go.
Courtney Cox should have won that round.
Lisa's not going to be 60 until next year.
So I saw a picture of Courtney Cox now.
Yeah. And?
And she looks far more like Courtney Cox than she has in years.
So is this because of the dissolving of the whatever?
Yeah. So she's got a lot of wrinkles around her eyes.
Well, yeah.
And that's just from age. But I'm thinking because she's still got those beautiful eyes. And it's like now she looks like Courtney Cox.
She's not going to be 60 for 2 years. So that's crazy.
It's approaching.
It's approaching. I get it. Okay.
So Lisa Kudrow is the oldest friend.
Lisa Kudrow is the oldest friend. Yes. Okay. I'm better now. Now, not that Matt Perry doesn't look like he's the oldest friend.
Well, he had some work done. He got those in the Friends reunion. I noticed that the bags under his eyes had been taken care of.
Yeah,
because they were gnarly.
Jen Aniston still looks pretty decent. If she's had any fillers, it's been very mild. Mm-hmm. I think you could tell she's older.
Yeah,
I mean she's starting to get to that point where it's like. And then I thought Schwimmer looked okay in the reunion.
Well, makeup does wonders.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Right. So there you go.
Matt LeBlanc still looks like a little boy.
Do you know who looks great in a bikini? Because she posted them all over Instagram this weekend, and that is Halle Berry.
Shocker.
Okay, just had to get that out.
Feeling better now?
I do. I feel better.
Did you need to do it again? Get more out?
No, that's right. Yeah, more sure. Who cares tomorrow. Have a great day, Ann.
That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.